someone away from me.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's so dear and sweet. But I ain't gonna worry about it. No, no, no. Cause that's the way my God wants it to be.
Genovia Jeter singing Heaven, where only the righteous shall see God. All right. When we last kind of talked through and walked through this whole matter of kindness actually being powerful, I was sharing with you one of the acts of kindness that one of my neighbors bestowed upon me when I was younger, a preteen. And he was with others who were teaching me how to play basketball. And I was sharing with you how we would meet in the backyard, their backyard, my neighbor's backyard. And he'd be out there, maybe one or two of his peers would be out there, and his father and one or two of his father's peers would be out there, and one or two of my peers would be out there. And we could sometimes get out there, and especially during the summertime, we could get out there and start playing. It might be, or Saturday, during the rest of the school year, we could get out there sometimes playing, start playing maybe around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe 3 o'clock, just depending on how the heat was. 3:30. 4 o'clock on a Saturday, 4:30, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock during the week. But especially on Saturday, might get out there about 4:30, thereabouts. 6:30, still playing. Wife would start calling. Wives start calling, hey, y'all need to come on in and eat. Sometimes they take a break to go on in and eat. At other times, okay, we'll be right there, we'll be right there. And they'd play some more. An hour later, they'd still be playing with us. Now, that is kindness in itself, isn't it? And I mean playing with us. I don't mean sitting on the side for two or three games, just watching us, and every so often come on back in. I mean the whole time playing. Game after game after game. And they were literally teaching us, especially me, how to play, because I didn't know how to play the game. I think I was probably, you know, I lived in Germany for most of the first 8 years of my life. And for whatever reason, just never saw anyone playing basketball, never even heard of the game. And so I was close to 9 years old before I ever heard of it. Somewhere around 11 or 12, when I decided, hey, let me start shooting a bit, see what happens. And they started teaching me how to play the game. 12, 13 years old. We could be out there, no joke. Sometimes, may have started around 4, 7:30. All of us still out there playing and playing hard. And remember, I told you now, we're in the backyard. No pavement there. We were playing on the dirt. Roots growing up out of the ground for the trees. We were playing hard. Sometimes we'd play so long that it would get dark and they'd turn the floodlights on the house, at the house, so that we could have enough light to keep playing. And when I say we, I don't mean just me and my peers. I mean my friend, who I, like I told you before, was about 2 or 3 years older than me, his peers, and my friend's father and his peers, all of us out there, sometimes in the dark, at darkness of night, with the floodlights shining on the basketball court so we could still see what we were doing. Now, in those early stages, And you can see how that was an act of kindness, right? And I'm talking about that today as though it happened 3 or 4 years ago because it had that kind of impact on me. Those teenagers and those grown men would get out there and spend that kind of time with us. And I mean playing. Now, let me share with you one facet of the kindness act that may not have seemed so kind, but I really took it that way. It was a little embarrassing, but I took it that way then. I definitely take it that way now. I was telling you about how my friend would start telling me, you know, he gave me some warnings. He said, now, he would explain to me how to shoot, but also how to protect the ball so that it wouldn't get blocked. And so he explained to me how to shoot jump shots instead of shooting flat-footed and different techniques of protecting the ball. And I wasn't getting it. And so he was telling me, all right, now, I've been telling you. I'm going to start blocking your balls. I'm going to start blocking your shots. I wasn't getting it fast enough. But, I mean, he was patient. When I say fast enough, I don't mean 3 minutes later. It may have been 2 or 3 weeks later. Several weeks later, I still wasn't getting it. He said, okay, now I done warned you. Now I'm going to start blocking your shots. He would be just smiling. I'm going to start blocking your shots now. And sure enough, he started blocking my shots. He said, now I keep telling you, you got to guard the ball. And he kept telling me how to protect it and showing me. I wasn't getting it. Still not getting it. He'd just be laughing. He said, okay, I'm going to show you something else. And I'd be doing my thing, either trying to lay it up or trying to do a set shot, which shouldn't have been set. He was telling me jump shot. But I'm still learning the game. It was still new to me. I went up for a shot. Not only did he block it, but he threw it out of bounds. It said, now go get it. Blocked my shot, threw it out of bounds, and made me go get it. And I went and got it, too, every time. Every time, he'd be just laughing. His father would say, you shouldn't do that to him. Now, I told him, he going to learn one way or another. And sure enough, as time went on, I decided some kind of way I was going to get it in my head what he was telling me about protecting that ball and not shooting flat-footed and all that kind of stuff, leaving the ground when I'm doing layups instead of having my feet still planted on the ground. Because I was tired of getting embarrassed, having that ball thrown out of bounds when I was trying to shoot it. But at the same time, I got to tell you, it was funny, too. It wasn't just funny to him. It was funny to me. It was funny to his peer. His father's peer would tell him, hey, man, that's being too rough. It's enough for you to block a shot, but throw it out of bounds, too. He would not relent. He kept throwing that ball. After he had warned me and shown me and warned me and showed me, he was relentless. That was an act of kindness, ladies and gentlemen. He got a kick out of it. He was laughing. I was laughing. I'd go get the ball. We'd resume our play. So how did I figure that was an act of kindness? I told you. He forced me to start understanding the importance of leaving the ground when I was shooting or laying the ball up, and forced me to start working on that. And as time went on, I actually became a pretty decent basketball player because of the way he put me through the motions. It was fun, it was funny, and it was helpful. I'll be right back.